from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
With the 11th pick in the 2011 NBA draft, the Golden State Warriors select Klay Thompson from Washington State University.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
It's late great David Stern calling out Klay Thompson's name. 2011 NBA draft, the 11th pick overall. It's why Klay Thompson wears number 11, and I'm sure it's to this day he's still upset that he went 11th because he knows he's better than most of the guys that went ahead of him. Shout out to the Kings for picking Jimmer Fredette, allowing this whole Warriors dynasty to get off the ground in the first place. Welcome back to Willard and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. As you can tell, Willard is out. It's Dibs along with Jason Dumas. I'm Mark Grandy. Of course, Jason Dumas, sports director over at Cron 4TV, does a great job. Is plugged in everything Warriors related, everything Bay Area sports related, but particularly the Golden State Warriors. Great to have Jason with Dibs and I here on 95.7 The Game. And we're with you until 6 o'clock. Klay Thompson is no longer a Golden State Warrior. The sign and trade is not 100% official yet. But Klay Thompson will be a Dallas Maverick. We don't know yet what the Warriors are getting back. It is a 3-team trade. Josh Green, previously of the Mavericks, is headed to the Charlotte Hornets. Klay, of course, going to the Dallas Mavericks. And we don't know exactly what the Warriors are getting back. I would not hold your breath, Warrior fans. It's not going to be a player that makes a gigantic difference. We will wait and see exactly what it is. The reports, though, are that the Warriors are looking to not take any or maybe very little salary in return. So we'll see where they do go from there. But we're running through Warriors and Klay Thompson memories, how we got to this spot in the first place. And we're going to take a lot of your phone calls all day long here on 95.7 The Game, 888-957-9570. Let's begin by going to Josh. Josh is in the Bay. Josh, what's up? You're on 95.7 The Game. What do you think of Klay to the Dallas Mavericks?
Hate it. I guess if I had to choose anything, I hate it. Feels like it's just another pillar gone. I think they called it the punch that ended the dynasty, and I feel like that's part of the equation to all this. And hey, shout out to Dibber real fast, man. If it wasn't for you, Dibber Club, man, I've been listening to this since Joe Lowe and Dibs, like, I don't know, however long ago you're doing that, 8 years ago?
Yeah, boy, yeah.
I don't know exactly, but it's been a while.
Yeah, appreciate it.
I just don't think that this is going to work out for the Warriors. There's big shoes. Klay has big shoes to fill. Like no player that they receive is going to be able to fill what he's done. So I think my favorite, I'm going to touch on this. My favorite moment though was the 29 points in one quarter. That man shot 100% and it was something to watch.
It was 37 points in one quarter, Josh.
You must have turned it off early, Josh.
37?
Yeah, NBA record, 37 points in one quarter.
Okay, I appreciate it, dude. I'll do your favor and I'll take your answer off the air.
That's you could have ticked. That would have been better, Josh. But thanks, Josh. I actually just watched that quarterback recently.
Oh man!
Because we did a little thing here, and we were talking about like great Clay memories or whatever. And you watched that quarter, and he scored like 16 points in the final like minute or 90 seconds. It got to a point where they were shoveling him the ball and everyone knew it.
And every shot was a terrible shot. And it did not matter.
12 of 12 from the floor. And then he hit a couple of free throws late, but 37 points.
37 points in one quarter. So that happened. There's the 14-15 season that happened in January 2015.
Right.
I remember it because not that anyone really cares, but I was a freshman at Oregon, the University of Oregon.
That's adorable.
And it was the third quarter. And it was the third quarter. I think it was the third quarter.
Third quarter,
yeah. Because I remember I watched the first half, and the Warriors were up by like 15. At that point, they were one of the best teams in basketball, probably the best, and the Kings were terrible. So, all right, this game's over. I got a bunch of buddies who wanted to go to the rec and play some pickup ball. So I went and played some ball, missed the second half of the Warrior game.
Oh, wow.
I get back to my dorm room after, and I find out that Clay scored an NBA record 37 points in one quarter. And to this day, I'm so very upset I did not get to experience that live.
I mean, the Clay Thompson that I remember is that game in OKC, which is like...
Game six, Clay.
That was before I lived here. I was living in D.C. I just remember that whole playoff run. You know, obviously it didn't end the way everybody wanted it to end. But I just remember them going down 3-1 against OKC. And then I remember that game in OKC. Mind you, I'm just a sports anchor in Washington, D.C. I have no really emotional connection to the Bay Area. Don't know any of the players more than what I see on TV. So I'm able to be super, super objective. I'd like to say I'm pretty objective regardless, but now I don't even know anybody over there. So I'm just like, they're going to lose. They're not beating OKC.
They were overmatched.
And I was like, this is over. I'm like, I am super surprised how this is ending. And I remember I was in a restaurant with my family. They were in DC just visiting me, quick two and a half hour trip from Philly. They had come down, from Philly just to hang with me that weekend. We're all in a restaurant. We had finished our food. We had to leave our table and just go finish watching the game at the bar. We didn't even want to leave the bar. So we are standing up by the bar just watching Clay go insane. And that'll be a core memory of mine because it was just a fun night with my family. We have no rooting interest in either of those teams. Luckily, my mom, my little sister, both athletes too, we're all into sports. So we're just locked in. We're like, dude, he's carrying them. I mean, I love Steph, but Clay was the best player on the court. It was like, it was just an out-of-body experience for Clay, obviously. And then from an objective fan, that's when I was like, that's like the first thing I actually thought of when I got the job at Cron, when they came and offered me. I was like, damn, I get to cover these guys. Like, I remember that game six Clay. I get to see this in person. And you know, here I am 6 years later. I've got to experience two championship runs. One ended in the finals. The other one obviously won the finals. And, you know, a lot of crazy stories I've covered, and Clay has been a bunch of them. Like his first game back, that was nuts.
Yeah,
I was in the stand. That dunk, like was that his first bucket too?
Yeah, exactly.
Was that his first one? I think he made a mid-range first.
I just remember him dunking, and that might be the loudest I've ever heard Chase.
Honestly, for the so many great Clay moments, the 37 points in one quarter, as our caller Josh talked about, is one of them. Game six in OKC is another. Remember when he scored 60 points against the Pacers in three quarters?
Yeah.
On like, what was it, like five dribbles? 60 points on like five dribbles.
Yeah.
That was an incredible one. He hit 14 threes, an NBA record for a single game in Chicago.
Bulls, right?
Yep. Yeah, in Chicago. What you're talking about when he returned after 2.5 years off and he dunked on the Cavaliers in his first game back, that was maybe the most emotional I've ever been watching basketball. Tears rolling down my face because Clay's finally back and the ovation that he got, and you could see the emotion on his face and what it meant to him. As you talked about earlier, Dibs, Klay Thompson getting hurt and tearing his ACL in the finals and then coming back out and shooting those free throws. There's so many incredible Klay moments that it's hard to pick just one, but the one you brought up, finally returning after 2.5 years off, that one for me, I think, takes the cake.
Yeah, it's hard for me to look past Game 6, Klay, because you think about what that meant in the moment and forget what would happen a couple weeks later.
The 73-win season.
Right, and and I'm looking at the box right now. He was 14 of 31 from the floor. 31 shots. That's Iversonian, as you would know from your Philly days.
I don't think Kevin Durant comes here if the OKC wins that series.
No doubt.
I don't think he comes here.
OKC probably wins the championship.
100%. I mean, if they don't, I mean, it would be a good game against the Cavs, but that's besides the point. Like, I don't know if KD comes here. And have you guys ever heard Jeff Teague's podcast?
No.
Bits and pieces.
It's funny.
Yeah.
YouTube Jeff Teague on Klay Thompson.
He shares awesome stories about defending certain players.
He was on that Pacers team when...
That's right.
He was on that team when Klay went crazy. And hearing him tell the story, how like three different people were like, no, you guard him. And it was just killing him. It's hilarious.
Man, there's so many incredible Klay moments. And if you got a Klay moment, what you're going to remember him by, give us a call. We'll take your call all the way up until 6 o'clock on Willard and Dibs. Clearly, Mark Willard not here today. It's Dan Dibley, Jason Dumas, and Mark Grandy with you. Let's go back out to the phone lines, 888-957-9570. Up next is Scott in Marin. Scott, what's up? You're on 95.7 The Game. How you doing?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Yeah. Hey, look, you know, you can never take away what Klay did. And that 37-point quarter was the greatest feat I've ever seen live happen. It was just one of the most stunning things I'd ever seen. It was the most stunning sports thing I'd ever seen, but by a single person. But, you know, I mean, he's 34 years old. He was clearly diminished. I mean, playing-wise, I think he was done here. I mean, so I don't feel bad about that. And I'm glad he's going to someplace maybe he can win something. I don't think they can defend in Dallas. I don't see how they defend. But, you know, I'm better than him to go into the Lakers, that's for sure. But I wanted to cover just one thing real quick. I heard you guys talking. You know, this Jordan Poole thing and the punch and all this. Jordan Poole was unplayable at the end of the 23 season. Absolutely unplayable. I mean, he was turnover city. You look at his stats from his Washington last year, and he was just as bad all year long over there. So they dodged a bullet, and I thought, I really didn't have a problem with Chris Paul, what he did here. He did a pretty good job. I mean, he didn't stay healthy as much as we wanted, but at the end, he was shooting better. He was much better at that second unit. But Poole couldn't even dribble the ball at the end of his tenure here, so I don't have any problem with that. And anyway, so I'm all in with Klay. I really appreciate what he did. You know, I'm old enough to. I saw Willie Mays get traded. I saw Joe Montana get traded. So you know, at the end of the day, everybody goes at some point. So, but you know, Klay did a great job here, and whatever the ending is, it is. You know, they offered him a contract he didn't want to take, and that's fine. And, you know, I have no qualms with what the Warriors have done. And this, particularly if anybody was around to see the previous ownership, I'll stay in with this ownership group wherever they want to go. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Scott. I think to Scott's point,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
When the Jordan Poole trade happened, and then when you watched what he did in Washington, you could sell it Absolutely. As a great move. Chris Paul, when he was healthy and playing, a positive player for the Warriors, what leaves you scratching your head is you just waived Chris Paul yesterday, and right. for that salary slot, you got nothing back for it. So essentially, you traded Jordan Poole, your two most recent draft picks at the time,
well,
not that that means anything, plus a future first-round pick for, what, 55 games of Chris Paul,
like that.
And a 10th place finish in the Western
exactly.
Conference.
And that's where it hurts on the back end, because in the moment, and I don't think that Jordan Poole is going to go out and have a career that's going to make you regret trading Jordan Poole. I think that Jordan Poole played his best basketball here, and then he got the bag, and I think that you're starting to see the Jordan Poole that he eventually will be. I liken him a little bit to Kemba Walker, Jason, a guy who is, you know, yeah. empty calories. If he's your best player, if he's giving you 20 a night, you're probably going to be a 25-win team, because I don't think that he impacts winning the way that he probably could or should, and I could be wrong. He could develop into a more mature player and a guy who can, you know, learn to play winning basketball in the association. I don't see it right now, but the part that stings me is that you did all that to get Chris Paul for three quarters of a year, and then now Chris Paul just walks and you get nothing for it.
The issue I have with Jordan Poole, and our last caller was absolutely right in the sense that at the time when you traded Jordan Poole, he was trending down, and, you know, we saw that playoff run where the Warriors ended up losing to the Lakers. He was terrible most of the postseason, and it was trending down. So at that point, yeah, I get your point, but you got to go all the way back to the start. So you draft this guy, Jordan Poole. He was really, really bad in the beginning. And in fact, I didn't know if he was even an NBA player after watching him in the beginning during that COVID
right.
year. He was bad. But you develop him. You send him down to Santa Cruz. He played in the G League bubble. I know a lot of the people down on the staff in Santa Cruz. Anthony Vereen, one of them, who is now an assistant coach with the Warriors, but he was with Jordan Poole early in Jordan Poole's career in Santa Cruz. They built him up. They really built him up to the point of he was one of the best players on your team on a championship team. He was really good that season. Those are the wins that you want as an organization. A guy, you don't even take that high. You build him up to this point. I just think once they built Jordan Poole up to this point that was so admirable, and it was a guy who you thought was going to be around for a long time, Poole party, they did not foster an environment to continue his ascent. It's not all the Warriors' fault. Jordan Poole is not the most mature guy either. And like you said, as much as I said Clay wasn't comfortable with that ascension, Jordan Poole did not really respect the hierarchy. So it goes both ways. But I just think when you take a step back and you look at the overall trajectory, it's a fail on the Warriors, because you had this kid. You built him up, made him so confident, and got so much out of him, and then you just let him kind of tank, and you didn't protect him. And even once you didn't protect him and kind of saw how he tanked and crashed out, you didn't get anything meaningful for him.
Yeah.
The most meaningful thing you got was 58 games of Chris Paul.
Right.
So you have to look at the totality of the Jordan Poole experience, not just that last year. You had something great that you built up in-house, and you let it crash out, and then you didn't get anything for him. That is just... is malpractice.
Yeah.
There's nothing else to say about it.
A little bit of news we do got to get to. Major news around the NBA. The Boston Celtics and Jason Tatum have reached an agreement on a 5-year, $315 million Supermax extension
secured
with
a bad
player
alert.
Option. That is the largest contract in NBA history. 5 years, $315 million for Jason Tatum and the Boston Celtics. That averages out to $63 million a year. Jason Tatum, yeah, big time. Jason Tatum just winning an NBA Finals, not Finals MVP, but an NBA Finals, $63 million per year over 5 years. The largest contract in NBA history. That is where the NBA is headed. It's the Supermax contracts, and it's everybody else way, 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 way less. Something Klay Thompson learned this offseason, testing out the waters. He's not getting that major money. He's got to settle for around mid-level, maybe a little bit more. But Jason Tatum averaging 63 per year now.
Good on him. I mean, good for Boston and good for Tatum to get that money. And, you know, Klay was in that same spot, and Jason mentioned it before when he tore his ACL and they went to the hospital famously and gave him the max contract when he was lying there trying to get better. So Klay doesn't have anything that he needs to be envious about. He's already gotten his money, but for Jason Tatum, one of the best players in the league and now an NBA champion, that's what you do. I mean, that's the cost of doing business. So for Boston now, they're gonna pay their way up above the second apron and try to go back to back.
Yeah, it was predictable. I mean, Tatum will be the highest paid player in NBA history probably for like maybe a year.
Right.
Then it's going to be Luka's turn or whoever's next up in line for an extension.
Just like quarterbacks in the NFL. Yeah, one every year breaks the record.
Yeah, so it makes sense. I mean, it's well-deserved. I'm still surprised he didn't get Finals MVP. I don't think it was malpractice he didn't get it, but I was surprised that he didn't. But regardless, I mean, Boston's one of the, as much as I hate that organization, just being a Philly guy,
right?
They are objectively one of the most well-run organizations in sports. Like from drafting, from development, they got over the hump. And the crazy thing is, I don't even like the team is pretty likable. Jason Tatum seems like a good dude. Jaylen Brown seems like a good dude. They don't irk me. I love Drew Holiday. How can you not? Derek White. Most of them seem like likable guys.
You just got him back too.
Yeah. So, you know, good for Jason Tatum. By all accounts, I heard he's a great, great guy.
Yeah, $63 million per year for Jason Tatum, a new record.
63 a year
for the NBA.
Could you imagine, bro?
That's about 800 grand a game. Play or don't play. Oh,
my gosh.
And if you want to break that down by the minute, if you play, let's say, 36 minutes a night, you're talking about, what is that, like 20 grand a minute?
I don't want to break it down because I don't want to know those details.
30 grand a minute.
I need a friend who's that rich who can be like, you know what? You know what, Jay, here, I'm just going to give you my game check.
Totally.
Just one game check. That's all I need.
I'm not even going to feel it. I won't even feel it in my bank account.
Pick a game.
Take this game check that will literally change your life.
We're playing Charlotte tonight. This one's on you, Jay. Here's 814 grand.
Yeah, man.
On me, Jay.
That's big news out of the NBA. Jason Tatum, 5 years, $315 million to return to the Boston Celtics. An extension there for Tatum. The biggest news of the day for the Golden State Warriors, though, is that Klay Thompson is no longer a Warrior. He intends to sign a 3-year, $50 million deal with the Dallas Mavericks. That's about $16.7 million per year for Klay to Dallas. The details there on that three-team deal, the three-team trade between the Mavericks, the Hornets, and the Warriors, not yet finalized, but Klay will be a Maverick, 3-year for $50 million, and we're reacting to it, and we're taking your calls, 888-957-9570. How will you remember Klay? What's your favorite Klay memory? Are you sad? Are you, you know, emotional? But can you maybe understand why we got to this moment? How did we get to this moment? Is there blame for Klay for potentially being petty? Is there blame to the Warriors for not treating their franchise pillar like a franchise pillar? Any of your thoughts on Klay? They're welcome here on Willard and Dibs with Dan Dibley, Jason Dumas, and Mark Grandy with you. Mark Willard off this week. Let's go back out to the phone lines, 888-957-9570. Up next is Rich in Fremont. Rich, what's up? You're on 95.7 The Game.
Guys, thanks for taking my call. I just want to let you guys know, I feel sick.
Sorry to hear that, Rich.
I feel totally sick about this. And I'm going to tell you, the other caller said it right, man. There's not going to be anybody that will replace Klay Thompson. That's not going to happen. I don't care who they bring in there. It's not. The big three is gone. This may pretty much be the end of the dynasty, what everybody's been talking about, and the first domino fell. So, and, you know, I think the real question I have for you guys is, you know, does this mean now that the Mavs are going to probably put together a dynasty? I mean, they have Luka, they have Kyrie, and now they have Klay Thompson. You know, this is really, you know, the tide has turned here. You know, the Warriors are going to be a team, you know, that you know, anybody, you know, with a decent jab can come in and smack these guys in the mouth, man, leave. You know, it's getting that way. And I don't want to see it because I'm a diehard Warriors fan. You know, I actually met CJ, Charles Johnson, when I was 9 years old. He actually lived right around the corner for me in Redwood City. Took me into his house and showed me his trophy cases, man. He had so many trophies, I couldn't believe it. And he had his arm around me, and I looked at his hand, and he had a NBA championship ring on. And ever since then, I've been a Warriors fan. So this is just making me sick. It really is.
Yeah.
But I'm going to shout out, man. I will be at the summit.
I love it, Rich.
Week.
Yep. Yeah,
there we go.
And
Rich,
I appreciate you coming out to Fremont Bank before when we had our 60th anniversary grand opening. Rich came out for that, and yeah, it's going to be hot. The summit's going to be hot.
A week from today,
yes, sir.
You and Willard from 2 to 4, and then everybody from 4 to 6. Should be a ton of fun in a week.
I don't know how much fun it'll be if the Warriors don't do something between now and then, because right now it feels like the sea is angry. It feels like Warrior fans are a little bit angry, and you know the frustration of, you know, Chris Paul, you got nothing for it. And the Paul George thing, we can get into how that all played out. And it kind of played out exactly as I thought last week. And, you know, Mark Willard and I were having a debate over, you know, what the Clippers would do. And he was saying that the Clippers would, you know, be more desperate to try to get anything for Paul George as opposed to letting him walk. And I was saying that if I'm the Clippers, I'm not doing anything for the Golden State Warriors, and yeah, that's kind of the way that played out.
Seemed like it, and we can dive into how we got to this situation. How did we get to the point where Klay was willing, potentially, to take less to leave the Golden State Warriors? How did we get here? Anthony Slater has answered that question on the TK show. Shout out to Tim Kawakami, part of the Odyssey family. We will hear from Anthony Slater. How did we get to the point where Klay Thompson was willing to leave the Golden State Warriors for less money? How did we get here? That's coming up on the other side. It's Willard and Dibs. Dibs, Jason Dumas, and Mark Grandy with you, filling in for Mark Willard this week. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. We're presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.